We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
WWL's Tim Zimmer joining us now. Timmy, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. I thought y'all were calling me to tell me I won $1,000, but then I realized I'm ineligible to win. So.
Yeah, you can win. You're a station employee.
Well, Timmy, you might have won $1,000, but when you look at what happened in Bristol, maybe in the dust, you couldn't even find $1,000.
Yeah, Joey Logano with a big win this weekend. I mean, it's crazy with NASCAR. It's like seven different winners, seven different races. It's like at this point, we just got to pick a guy who hasn't won as the next week's winner because. I mean, I didn't get the winner right this week, but it's kind of hard now picking who's going to win.
Well, and you know, Tim, we look at NASCAR's first Cup Series race at a dirt track in 50 years. Now, like I said, even though you couldn't see much, the visibility was next to nothing during the dust storm on Monday. You look at the floods and all what occurred in Nashville and all the Tennessee area. But Joey Logano clung to the familiar bottom lane around the bull ring. So to me, that's intriguing just to win this type of race. Now, Logano got a jump on Denny Hamlin in the overtime restart to earn his third victory at Bristol. So this is not Bristol of old, so to speak, but the track has been covered with 2,300 truckloads of red Tennessee clay so that NASCAR could add a dirt track to the Cup schedule for the first time since 1970. So do you think this is a success or what going forward?
See, I think I'm in the minority when it comes to this, but I did not like it at all. I thought there was so much complaining from the drivers. I mean, Kyle Busch, you had all the dirt drivers basically coming in this race thinking, this is our race, Kyle Larson, you know, Christopher Bell. We're the favorites. We're going to be good at this. We've done dirt racing all our lives. Well, they wreck each other in the first stage, and they're out of it. And you have a bunch of guys that basically have no experience on dirt that actually are doing well. So it was like the unpredictability of it. And I just thought, like, with the whole thing on Friday with, like, the mud. It was Saturday during the truck race. It rained overnight. And, like, it looked like they were driving through, like, a swarm of bugs. That's how much it was, like, there was just mud just piling on their windshields. They were scraping it off. They had to cancel the race on Sunday until Monday. The track was wet. And then eventually it dried out on Sunday. And then it was so dusty because of just the tired wear going over and over and over. And the sun was setting that, like, you couldn't see down the backstretch. You had guys making left turns on turn 3 and 4, and they had no idea where they were going. So it's like, I don't know. Like, I think it's a good race. I think it'd be better if it was at night because then you don't have to worry about the sun. You can just worry about the lights. I think it'd be better in the daytime because then you don't have to worry about the rain because the earlier the race, the more less likely you're going to have rain overnight or during the day that could cancel it because with that kind of race, a little bit of rain can kind of ruin basically the track. So
right,
there's a lot to improve on this race. They're going to do it again next year. They announced that on
They're going to do it at Bristol again, right? They're going to run the dirt again next season at Bristol.
Yeah, I just think they need to do it at night. They need to make a lot more changes. I think people enjoyed it. I thought some people, it was different. But as a guy who, I don't know, maybe it's because the guys I liked in the race didn't win, like Kyle Larson and Kyle Busch. I don't know. There was something about it I just thought it was kind of like a clown show. It was like, well, we're just going to throw things together and see what it works and what happens. But I don't know. You talk to someone else and they're like, oh, it was awesome. You know, Daniel Suarez, he did great. You know, Martin Truex has zero dirt experience. He's doing really well. I mean, Joey Logano, some people like him, some people don't. So that's your winner. So it was a mixed bag. I personally, I'm not a fan of it, but, you know, we're going to do another short track in a week and a half from now. So we'll actually get our first, you know, small track at Martinsville next week.
And, you know, Tim, along those lines, you talk about Joey Logano. You mentioned this early, becoming the seventh race winner through seven races this season. And then you look at the different teams. You look at Joe Gibbs, you know, JGR, Joe Gibbs Racing. Then you got Team Penske. Now back-to-back victories where Ryan Blaney won. Ryan Blaney won at Penske Ford last week. Yeah, so, I mean, isn't this good for the competition considering what occurred with Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney and the success?
Yeah, I think it's really good for the Fords because you go into Atlanta and you're like, well, I mean, the only Ford win this season is at the Daytona 500 for Michael McDowell. And, like, you know, that's an unpredictable race as well. Or anybody could win and the Fords win. But after that, it was nothing but Chevys and Toyotas winning the races. So you're like, oh, are the Fords down this year? Is something going on? The Penske Fords, Ryan Blaney had a terrible start to the season. He comes out, he wins in Atlanta, gets a win. And then you're thinking, well, you know, that's supposed to happen. Ryan Blaney's supposed to be the young gun at Penske. He's, you know, he's supposed to take over from, you know, Keselowski and Logano eventually in years to come. So that was you know, that was expected. And then you get Joey Logano winning, you know, this week. So it's two back-to-back wins for Penske. And, oh, I mean, I'm assuming Brad Keselowski is going to win a race this year. So that should be all three for them. But, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how these teams that haven't won so far, like a Kevin Harvick in Stewart Haas Racing, adjust to the playoff standings because – right now, I mean, you only got 16 drivers that are going to make it, so you have nine open spots that can qualify just on points alone. And there's a few guys like Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, Denny Hamlin, who haven't won a race yet that I'm sure are going to get in.
Right.
So as the season goes on, about halfway point, you're going to see about maybe three or four spots. Guys like, you know, I'm trying to think of some guy, Michael McDowell already qualified, Matthew DiBenedetto, Eric Almirola, guys who've had bad seasons to start. It's going to be hard for them to get in the playoffs just because there's not that many spots this year because there's so many different winners. And when you win, you're guaranteed to go to the playoffs.
Now, you know, Tim, it's all about the money. The one thing I look at, broadcast partner Fox, and they've promoted NASCAR, and they've wanted a dirt race on the Cup schedule. And then going forward, I want you to elaborate or comment on this. You look, NASCAR awarded the experiment to Bristol, bypassing the dozens of quality established dirt tracks across the country. That was a snub to Tony Stewart, so to speak, when you're considering El Dorado Speedway dirt track in Ohio. So when you look at that, and now Marcus Smith, the CEO of Speedway Motorsports at Bristol, said that they told the Associated Press, look, I spent $2 million to make the dirt dream a reality. I still think these dirt track races are going to be a part of NASCAR going forward. Whether you have it at a traditional track like Eldora in Ohio, and it looks like it might be at Bristol, when you look at it, it's all classified like the Bullring and what's going to occur. But to me, we're going to have these type races, and the driver's going to have to adjust because the audience at Fox wants this.
Yeah, I mean, you follow the money, like you said. You're going to, when you have people putting that much money into a dirt race, NASCAR is going to award them where the, you know, the tracks that where they're going. I think you're going to continue to see NASCAR switch it up with different kinds of tracks. And this year, they're going to go to Nashville. They're going to race there. They're going to race at another road course this year. So, and of course, they haven't raced on in I think, years. So they're just trying to mix things up. And NASCAR's calling this the greatest season ever. So, I mean, I guess you could say that. I mean, we'll see what happens with I don't know how the ratings were this weekend because the race was on a Monday. But, I mean, overall, the money's definitely there if they want to put the races at small racetracks. I'm not sure what they're going to do. I don't think they'll probably go to a smaller for a dirt course just
right.
Because of the crowd. I mean, you can't put that many fans.
Well, no, they had Tim, they had 30,000 fans there. Now, a reduced capacity sellout, but they still had 30,000 fans there.
Bristol's like Tiger Stadium, basically a little bit bigger than Tiger Stadium. Like, just that they can put a lot of fans in that race.
150,000 if it's packed,
You can't put that many fans at a road course basically a smaller road course in the middle of, you know, middle of Tennessee.
Yeah, great
so
point.
You can't
Ohio,
do that. Yep. So that's probably why you're going to see, like, you're going to see where the money is, and the money's at these smaller racetracks. Now, I don't know if Martinsville or I don't know if Richmond's going to want to do the same thing with their tracks, but Bristol's kind of like the one track that's inside the actual, like, stadium settings itself where it's possible to do that, and the banking is there. So, I mean, like I said, I personally wasn't a huge fan of it, but I think if they adjust to it next season and get things different, I think it could be a good race.
Tim Zimmer, WWL's Tim Zimmer, delivers the NASCAR report. Timmy, you skipping leg day or are you back on it, man?
I did cardio today. You know, the gym was, with the gym opening now with restrictions and things, there was more people. So, you know, those leg machines, they get a little busy now.
Excuses.
So I'm like, you know what, I'll just do a little bench press. And then I'll just head out after that. So, no legs.
Well, Tim, I'm glad you're in the gym. But please tell me you're going to get the COVID shot. I mean, tell me where you're at.
Yeah, I haven't registered yet, but I'm looking. I'll look into it whenever. You know, I'm not in a rush at the moment, so I'll look into it. So when the time comes, it'll work out.
Well, the time is now. Everyone's available to get the shot in Louisiana. Come on, Tim.
Yeah, I know. I'm in no rush at the moment. Yeah, so I'm just going to, like I said, I'm taking my time. We have a lot of time still.
Yeah. Back off a little bit, Bobby. Tim says he's going to do it. He's going to do it on his timeline. That's his right.
No, as long as he does it, because I don't want Tim around. And we're doing a broadcast of Saints game and all. And like, Tim, you got the shot? Not yet. Well, Tim, you told me that back in April.
I'm a healthy being right now, so I'm content where things are at the moment.
No, you're a healthy being, but you got to think of society. Help the masses. Come on, Tim.
I will do what I can, Bobby.
All right, Tim.
I can tell you that.
Don't push it on them now. Don't push it on them. Tim, thanks, man.
All right, Tim.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.